Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Paula Vale here, your host, and I am also the host of Choices, Finding Your Joy on WBTVN TV. Check it out. Welcome, everyone. So happy to have you with us today. I am so excited to share with you a fantastic lady. She's going to talk about her awesome book. I have with us today Jill Lublin. She is an international speaker on the topics of success through kindness, radical influence, publicity, networking, and referrals. She has a national bestseller. She is the CEO of a strategic consulting firm with more than 20 years of experience, and she is well known by ABC, NBC, and every conceivable major media outlet, nationally as well as internationally. So first off, Jill, I want to say welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am so delighted to be here with you and appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, I am just honored. I'm just honored. I would love to begin with just if you could share a bit of your background and what brought you on the path that you are on today, Jill.
Well, you know, it's always, life is always such an interesting path of getting where we are to be. So I actually started in the music business, and I started as director of promotion and publicity at several independent record labels. And that then what happened was I got tapped on the shoulders, I like to say, by J. Conrad Levinson, who is the father of guerrilla marketing. You might have heard of guerrilla marketing. They sold over 1 million books. And because I'm an expert in publicity, he asked me to write Guerrilla Publicity, which is my first book. So, you know, because I understood how to do publicity, I got great publicity on it. My publisher asked me what every author wants to hear, and that is, what's your next book? And I'm a queen of connecting. It's a joy for me to connect with people. So Networking Magic was born, and then McGraw-Hill had me do my third book on referrals called Get Noticed, Get Referrals. And then, you know, the truth for me is I do a lot of publicity consulting and workshops and speak and train at corporations. And my 82-year-old friend said to me, you know, I've been friends with her for more than 20 years, and I'm helping her as she gets older and has some aging issues. And one of the days she looked at me and she said, you know, you're so kind, and I wish that people were more kind. She said, wouldn't it be nice if we had a new currency? The currency of kindness.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, in that moment, I thought, oh my God, that's it. That's my new book. And it's just, you know, when something happens inside of you, and it's for me, it was a realization that that was really my next evolution, is to help spread kindness in business and in life. And God knows that this time we need it now more than ever.
Yes.
And so that's really my mission at this time, is to spread more kindness in business. And interestingly enough, and of course, being kind in business means you're being kind in life. And what's so wonderful, Paul, is that in the research for the book, we found that companies who were more kind make more money. Surprise.
Yes.
They have happy customers. They have productive teams. You know, I'm being brought
yes.
into corporations to help corporations be more kind, and believe me, they need it. But part of what we're seeing is that the productivity goes up, the happiness factor goes up with the employees, they produce more for the company, the customers are far more happy, management is happier, the productivity is increased, and the revenues are increased. How much better can it get? And that from being more kind.
Yes, yes. And that is such a powerful statement, Jill. I am right there with you. I believe kindness and compassion, you know, we not only do for others, but what that creates in our own lives from attitude and manifestation. Something that I read on your website. When kindness becomes the primary goal in one's life, business, community, or family, everything changes. How we look at life, what we get from it, and how others act towards us and relate to us. That is such a powerful statement. That is so beautiful, Jill.
Thank you.
I love it.
It's so wonderful. I think, you know, what really happened, what's really important, shall we say, is focusing in on daily small actions that do make a large impact, you know, and it's so wonderfully easy to be kind. It really can be as simple as a smile at a person walking past you.
Yes.
As opening the door for someone. Mm-hmm. I mean, really simple acts that for some reason we've forgotten about to a large extent in today's society, where we're so connected all the time to our phones that we're hardly connecting with each other.
Yes. I've always loved how just walking in a room and having a big smile, how it can change the energy of the room. It can.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. And it does.
I would love to chat, Jill, about your four key points. The first is kindness does not mean weakness. I love that, Jill. I love that. Please share a bit of more about that with us.
So to be kind still means you can have boundaries, policies, procedures that, you know, you can know what's important and what works for you. So I think what's really key here is to know, you know, what it is that your policies and procedures are. For instance, I mentioned I do PR consulting, and one of my clients, she had a time scheduled with me, and when we got on the line, I could tell she was, shall we say, stressed. I could tell that it really wasn't a great moment for her, and I said to her, listen, do you want to reschedule? You know, this doesn't sound like a great moment for you. And she said, really? Would that be okay? She goes, but Jill, your contract says, you know, every missed session is charged for, you know, and that, of course, I have in place so people don't just flake out and go, oh,
right.
Sorry, I just didn't show up today. Didn't matter.
Right.
And I said to her, you know, that's my policy, yes. And you know, we're human beings. Flexibility is key. So, you know, would I rather have a happier client who says, oh, Jill, she's so kind, and what a great experience, right? And I think we all feel that with different companies. It's often about the experience of what happens. And so with that, I really think it's key that we allow for flexibility, which is one of my, I have multiple return on kindness principles.
Oh.
I call them my rocks.
Oh.
And we have a sevenfold pathway to kindness. One of them is flexibility. So flexibility means you're not weak, you just create an option, shall we say, for other possibilities.
Yes.
So I think that's really key. You know, let me tell you a great story. This is the part about, you know, not rolling over, so to speak. I was on a cruise, and this was right before my book launched, and you know, I was trying to release all my stress of the book launch and going to the spa. And on the cruise ship, and this woman was there yelling at the other woman across the desk. You know, she was the customer, and she was yelling at this person. I tried to tune out what exactly she was yelling about, but it was clear she was very upset. It was clear she didn't get the service provided. So she was very disappointed, you know, whatever all the main issues were. And the woman handled it so well. She said, you know, I really hear what you're saying, and I totally understand that you're upset, and I really want to help you, but I'm going to ask you, I need you to lower your voice, and please, I'm going to ask you, don't talk to me in that tone. I'm really trying to help you here. Now, hear that. That was not weakness, right? That was
strength.
She came from a place of strength, but she also said, hey, listen, don't talk to me like that. You can't talk to me like that.
Yes.
And, you know, and it was an embarrassing situation, but I thought she handled that so well. That was strength. That was kindness. That was both.
Yes. And kindness is a strength. Kindness, compassion, that is a great strength. You know, really, I feel fear, anger. Those are weak. Those are weak. It doesn't take strength for that. Kindness and compassion and what we put out there and what we create energetically in our own world is, it's just so beautiful. I love it. And I would love you to share the second point. Kindness can help you stay competitive. I love that. I love that. Please share that with us, Jill.
Yeah, so, you know, here's the thing. This is a somewhat competitive world. You know, that's real. To be in business means you often will have, quote-unquote, competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So do I think, you know, listen, with some of my competitors, I've given them great referrals. I know who's good at my business in the world of publicity. And I love sharing referrals. And guess what? That same person who I share referrals with when Prophet of Kindness came out has gotten me wonderful television interviews on CBS TV and Fox News. Now, that was incredibly kind. That's because I've been referring business.
Yes.
I'm on your radio show because of the kindness of another wonderful publicity person who has been one of my advocates and one of my referral partners. So I don't consider competition. You know, that's not to say you've got to stay ahead of the game. Of course you do. But being kind to your competitors, making
yes.
sure you never badmouth people, even if you don't love them, you
yes.
know, just keep your mouth shut. It's that old thing. If you don't have something nice to say to someone about someone, don't say anything at
yes.
all.
Yes. Oh.
But I really think that now is the time more than ever to extend kindness, to see how we can collaborate in business.
Yes. I love
not
that.
Not compete, but collaborate.
Yes, exactly. I love that. And that is so true in whatever business you have. You know, if like myself, a Reiki practitioner, from day one, when I started my business, it was, I'm not going to compete. I'm just going to put out there what I do. I'm going to assist any other practitioners who's meant to come to me will. And then what you create is manifestation. I love that. And that can go into any type of business, wouldn't you say, Jill?
Absolutely. This
yes.
is every kind of business.
Every kind of business.
You know, whether you're a big company like Honda is doing kindness commercials, whether you're a small business, one-person business, it's how you act with your vendors, if you have a virtual
mm-hmm.
assistant, how you treat the FedEx Kinko's person when you go and make your copies.
Yes.
And when you order your coffee, it all matters. These are people behind the counter. You know, I have a client, and when my book came out, she told me this beautiful story about this fast food restaurant that she would go to and how she would ask the person who was taking her order, she would look at the name tag and say, Fran, how are you doing today?
Oh,
and she said, while she was eating her meal, this woman, Fran, came over to her and on the break and said, you know, I've worked here 12 years and nobody has ever used my name.
Oh, my gosh.
Let alone asked me how I was.
Oh.
Thank you for that. Thank you for
wow.
that. Now, do you think she made a big difference in that woman's life that day?
Oh, yes.
Of course she did.
Oh, she made her day. She made her
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
Yes. And people do notice, and people, you can make other people's day, and you can affect them, you know, with that little bit of, it could be someone that's, you know, has a little bit of a struggle or some doubt going on, and you bring in that positive energy to them, that can change their whole day, their thought process for the day.
You bet it does. You bet it does. It makes a huge difference.
I love it. I love it. I just love the theme of your book, Jill. I'm just so all about that. It's so great. It's so great. I'll share a funny story if I can. I recently was in Mexico at the Diamante Resort in Cabo San Lucas. And every morning I would go for my latte and my morning smoothie. And I just loved everybody in there in the little restaurant and smile and hi, how are you? And about 3 days in, I went in, and the guy remembered what I wanted and my room number. And I said, oh, you remember my room number? And he says, of course, you're the nicest person at Diamante.
Oh.
made my day. You know, it just, because people do love that. They love someone giving them some attention and noticing.
Exactly. And noticing all the small actions that make the big difference. Thanking people. Gratitude is one of our rocks. We
yes.
call them rocks, return on kindness principles. And, yes. you know, everybody's so concerned about ROI, return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also concerned about return on kindness.
Yes.
And what's fabulous, what I've noticed, and through our research within the Profit of Kindness, the return on kindness always creates a bigger return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm also looking at it from a PR perspective. Companies that are more kind are more noticed, are more talked about. The employees are happier.
Yes.
The customers are happier. The teams are more effective. And guess what? The bottom line of these companies is usually very, very healthy.
Yes. Yes. I love it. Now, your third point, Jill, kindness leads to positive expectations and better outcomes. And that's similar to what you just mentioned about, you know, the companies, what that can do. What else would you like to say about that point?
You know, the biggest issue for kindness is that it's contagious.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, and that contagious in a good way, because like you said, you're at this resort, and of course I remember you, and you said that made you feel good. You know,
yes.
it's just such a blessing how it all comes back and shines back on us for as we're more kind in the world, and then one begets another. So
mm-hmm.
you're kind to that person in the cafe, and then they go, oh, that person just made me feel so good. A natural heart expansion happens. A natural feel-good hormone kicks in. We just feel better.
Yes.
And so then we're kind to the next person, and so on and so on and so forth.
Yes, yes.
It keeps going.
It really does. It's a beautiful thing. Your fourth point, Jill, success achieved through kindness makes for a happier nation. Oh, I love that.
Yes. Makes for a happier nation.
Yes.
No, we need it now.
Oh, yes.
Now more than ever. And so the importance of being kind, listening to differing viewpoints. I mean, the truth is, you know, most people will have different viewpoints than you will. You know, and what I think is important now is respect is the new kindness. And to listen. Let me tell you a great story. One of my consulting clients, she told me, she read Profit of Kindness, and she goes, Jill, I have to tell you this great story that just happened. She went to a restaurant celebrating her birthday. Now, in her words, this is how she describes herself, a fat, black, gay woman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she's at this restaurant, and a Marine was there, very opposite viewpoint, let me just say, of her. And they got into a, shall we say, heated discussion. He was a bit Marine-like and kind of yelling at her, rah, I feel this, and what about this? And they were not in agreement about anything, politically and worldview-wise. So she said to him, she just listened to him. She said, listen, tell him, explain that to me. I want to understand how you feel about that. Explain that to me. Tell me more about that. No judgments, just tell me more about that. And by the way, his tone was very aggressive, tone raised, kind of like really yelling at her. Most people probably would have walked away.
Mm-hmm.
But she,
mm-hmm.
on the other hand, is an unusual person,
yes.
who said, tell me more about this. By the end of the time, they were hugging and kissing
oh.
and exchanging numbers. And he told her some personal things that he probably hadn't told anyone else.
Oh.
And what a beautiful exchange,
yes.
of two opposite ends of the spectrum, who, by the way, you know, I'm sure in most cases just would have passed
yes.
ships in the night thinking they didn't like each other.
Yes. What?
But because they were kind, because
yeah.
they took some time, because she specifically said, I want to understand. Tell me what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Not an adversive situation, but a listening situation. That's how kindness pays big dividends.
Yeah. What a great example of what kindness can achieve. Just
yeah. fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is fun. It really is. It's fun and exciting. I love it. I love it. So what would you say to the listeners out there that really want to begin to and want to strive to put more kindness out there, to be able to create more kindness in their lives? Any suggestions, Jill?
Yeah, first things is pay attention to all the little things. So that starts with your family, you know. Are you kind? Are you saying a nice thing a day? I like to say, you know, people talk about practice random acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to practice conscious acts of kindness. Conscious acts of kindness. And so what that means, like on a daily basis, I will look and say, did I practice a conscious act of kindness today? If not, I'll get out a note and I'll send that to someone. I'll send a little email, a nice text, just thinking of you, sending, you know, good thoughts. I mean, just something to reach out and to be kinder. And it does take vigilance. It takes paying attention. And paying attention is how you can do a simple act of kindness. Like my friend Suzanne, who lives in Tahoe. And, you know, there's a lot of snow there at this time of year. So she was driving around the neighborhood and saw this woman, in her words, struggling to shovel her driveway. So Suzanne got out of her car. She's strong. And she said, would you like some help shoveling your driveway? And she said, the woman looked at her like, really, you know? And then she said, yes, I'd love some help. And so Suzanne picked up a shovel and started shoveling. And then the neighbor noticed, and the neighbor came over and said, can I help you shovel? And then they had a small gathering of wonderful, you know, that old, never underestimate the power of a small group of dedicated people who want to make a difference, right?
Yes.
And next thing you know, the woman calls her up and invites her over for cookies and, you know, made her oatmeal cookies. It's just the kind of thing that maybe we used to do when we had more community.
Yes.
And I think people are hungry for it and their hearts are wanting it.
Yes.
And people want, and we've proven this in Prophet of Kindness, and there are many studies that show people want more connection now, even though we're all so connected. We actually want and crave connection. And in fact, connection is one of the return on kindness principles, one of the rocks. Connection, you know, and what a kind thing might be, get off your phone and talk to the person in front of you in line.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Oh, Jill, I just love this. We do have to pop out for a commercial. So everyone, Jill and I will be right back. Don't go away. Hello, everyone. This is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Welcome back. If you are just joining us, I am here today with Jill Lublin. She is an amazing author, inspirational speaker. Oh, just having a great time today talking about her book, The Prophet of Kindness, and just general chat about kindness and the change that can make in our life. I'm having so much fun with this, Jill.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I'm so excited. Anyway, I'd like to talk a little bit about, you know, we've discussed kindness personally in our business. How about for the world? Why is kindness so important today, Jill?
So what's key, you know, we notice in our nation a lot of turbulence, and I think even more so as the level of fear is up, the level of upset is up, it's so important to show up kindly, to show up with compassion, with generosity, all components of kindness, all return on kindness principles, right, all pathways to kindness, with positivity.
Yes.
So kindness leads to a nation that, in my opinion, will be far easier to live in. You know, imagine if all of us took time on a daily basis to be more kind. Imagine what would happen.
Oh,
think about that.
Yes. Yes. It'd be huge. Can you imagine the energy shift on the planet? Oh, my gosh.
That's the kind of energy we want.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, it would make such a shift, and we can do it. We can. And every one person can make a difference. And that's what's so beautiful about kindness and compassion, is it's so exciting to know one person can make a difference.
Absolutely. And one person does. And
yes.
Every person makes a difference.
Yes.
And it is each of our responsibility. You know, it's like you talk about cleaning up the environment. It's each of our responsibility to take, you know, responsibility for our own garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know for me, when I see litter in the street, I mean, I'll pick something up.
Mm-hmm.
It's that extension, same thing with kindness, right?
Yes.
It's your responsibility to be more kind.
Yes.
And to see where in your life you can do that. And what actions can you take that will start to make a difference, not only, you know, for you, but for others. And what's so fabulous is that kindness is the, how would I say it? Well, let me just say it pays big dividends.
Ah, I love it. Yes. Yes, it does. It does. It really does. And, you know, there's some mindset out there, Jill, that, you know, to be kind, you really have to be weaker. And that is not true, is it?
No, it's not true at all. And, you know, what's key is that kindness allows one to have more of all the good stuff in our lives, you know, and it doesn't cost anything. You know, it's easy to do with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Yes.
Like that. That's what we're doing it.
Yes. Yeah. Just something as simple as a smile and I don't know about you, but I'm a hugger. I hug the world. I just send hugs out. Anyone I meet, I hug them. I can't help it. It's just me. You know, but, you know, we can all be our own little individual self and, you know, share that kindness in our own ways.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So how do we create success through kindness and, you know, bring us back to a happier nation? Would you say it's just by being that, you know, one single person, putting that energy out there?
It happens a single person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good thing. Like, look during your day and see, wow, how can I do something? How can I extend myself? So, you know, there's the small things like the smile at someone down the street, paying for someone's Starbucks behind you.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, the woman with the baby carriage and helping, you know, person with too many packages. So all of that. And then there's like in your life and in your business. So, for instance, I teach a publicity course, and I make sure that I teach them both live and his live webinars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I make sure that at every course, I have a nonprofit represented. That's my give back. I make sure that I give away a seat totally, you know, as a gift to nonprofits.
Yes.
That's an act of kindness.
Yes.
That's a conscious act of kindness.
Yes.
And it's part of my business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
whatever it is in both your personal life and your business life, there are many ways to make a difference.
Yes.
And for me, it's about giving away my my expertise, which is publicity, and to help a nonprofit, that works.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to give away raffle prizes and silent auction prizes.
Oh, I
and
love
those are
it.
Also a great way to do that.
I love raffles. So here in Washington, Jill, we have a lot of homeless people, which is something that really tears me up. I've had great opportunity to go to a homeless shelter in Tacoma and offer Reiki energy healing to the homeless. That's been so great. And I personally keep some bills on me at all times. If I see someone, I'll you know, give them something. And I've had people say, well, you should never do that because you don't know what they're going to do with that. But you know what my answer is it doesn't matter what they do with those dollars, if they buy a meal or they do something else. What matters is I had some compassion for them. And with getting to know the homeless more, a lot of them are homeless not because they want to be. It's because of situations. And, you know, it's not about what when we give kindness, whether that person is grateful for it or whatever, it doesn't matter. What matters is the fact we did it. What do you say about that theme, Jill?
Well, that's exactly it. You know, one of the things that I do that I love is I actually carry tuna fish and also these chicken salads that I buy at Costco. And I just keep them in my car because, you know, I know people might be hungry.
I love that.
That's a beautiful, easy thing to
yes.
do, very affordable. And it's my way of giving to the homeless and helping them and, you know, like that. So, you know, we can do different things.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be complicated.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be something, you know, that's tough to do. It just can be so simple.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And I would like to ask you to take a moment, Jill, and please share with the listeners your website information and how they can get a copy of your fantastic book.
Yes, thank you. So go to profitofkindness.com, P-R-O-F-I-T, profitofkindness.com. And that'll direct you to all the places to buy it that you love, like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can also go to any bookstore and ask for it by name. Always wonderful. So that's a great way to do it, too. And if you need me and I can help you in any way, support you with publicity or getting a book published and all kinds of ways I can help you, please email me to support@JillLublin.com. It's support@JillLublin.com.
Oh, I love it. I love it. This is just such a powerful message and powerful, powerful topic. So, yeah, for what would you say is the strongest message you could give to the listeners out there that really, really want to bring more kindness into their lives, into their actions, more gratitude, and change their focus? What do you advise them, Jill?
So the first thing is, you know, it's that old thing about the knowledge and how wonderful it is just to say, yes, I want to do this. That's first key, right? Yes, I want to do this. Yes, it's important. And this is a focus. That's the first thing. Just
mm-hmm.
get your focus there. Once you get your focus on kindness, what's fabulous is many things will show up in order to make that happen for you. You know, you'll see that people might need some help. You'll think about in your business how you can give more. You'll think about small actions that can impact others and make a difference. you know, go to the store right now and buy some of those chicken salad, tuna salads, and fruits and some nuts, and give them away to the homeless. Keep them
yes.
in your car so that you always have something to give. And that's important. And that's an act of kindness.
Yes.
So all of that matters. But, you know, I'm also talking to your family and saying thank you to your kids and telling them what you're grateful for. The return on kindness principles, you know, one of them is gratitude. So really expressing gratitude to those that that are serving you, to those that have made a difference for you, and really letting them know what a difference they've made and how. People like to know that.
Yes, yes. And when we show kindness to others, whether it's family, associates, it really establishes a trust with them as well, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And it's a trust, and it's I can count on you,
mm-hmm.
and it's a willingness as a human being to extend yourself. All of these are important principles.
Yes, yes, I love it, I love it. Jill, with just a few more minutes left of the show, what last words would you like to share with the listeners today?
To really be practicing the conscious acts of kindness, that's really important, and I really want people to pay attention to that, the conscious acts of kindness, and to know that it's easy. It doesn't cost really anything to be more kind. To slow it down, if you don't feel kind, just take a breath and wait a moment before you react,
mm-hmm.
and or don't react, even better.
Yes.
You know, so better that than being unkind.
Yes.
So that's where I'd start.
Yes. Would something along the line of, let's say, maybe even making a list for ourselves, these are the kind of actions of kindness I'd like to focus on more in my life, and look at that list every day, and as we go, we could even add to that list. I'm thinking that's, you know, could be something fun for me. Start making a list.
I love that.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Oh, I love that idea. Thank you. I'm going to have to use that. Yes.
Awesome.
Make a list, and in fact, check it twice.
Yes. Yes. I love it.
Yeah, make a list. Simple things. Mm-hmm. Does not have to be complicated, nor do I think it should be.
Yeah, yeah. And the more acts of kindness and compassion we put out there, oh my gosh, that just opens up and multiplies that energy that we're putting out and bringing back to ourselves, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. It is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Gosh, I am just so grateful to have you on the show today, Jill. This is just such a powerful message and beautiful sharing of yours. And your book is a beautiful sharing to others. It really is.
Oh, thank you so much. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and the difference you're making with your work and staying happy and keeping positive, and really just delighted to be contributing.
Yeah, thank you. We're just a team, aren't we, Jill? We're just a team.
Absolutely. And we're all a team. It's all, you know, United
yes.
States of America, United World. It's a very
yes.
small world after all. So that's really what's important.
It is. It really is. Oh, well, thank you so much. And to all of the listeners out there, thank you for joining us today. Love, hugs, blessings. Jill, love, hugs, and blessings to you as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye, everyone.